We're speaking with Dan Dorman, who is the founder of Project Green Drive. And Dan, what exactly is Project Green Drive?
Well, Project Green Drive is a project by Green Earth Michigan, which is a local 501c3 nonprofit organization that is working on creating a countywide designated driving service free to the quarter of a million residents that reside in Kalamazoo County.
What's the genesis or the need for this? Why do we need a service like this, do you think?
Well, we can see that over the past 10 years that we've had over 90 fatalities that have resulted from drinking and driving in Kalamazoo County, including over 3,700 car accidents without injuries that were reported.
That were alcohol-related.
Right, that were alcohol-related, drinking and driving.
Yeah, so how exactly would this service work?
How the service would work is right now we have been beginning to work with local taverns across the county. Basically, somebody that they could see that would really need a ride and, you know, wouldn't want to pay for the taxi service, they have the ability to be able to call us. Anybody at a party throughout the whole region would be able to have our contact info, which is located on our website at greenearthmichigan.org. And at that point, they can call us at any time between Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
What area would it cover? Would it serve?
The only area that it would serve is the Kalamazoo County territory. Anything outside of that, we would not travel to.
And why is that? Why not a wider service area?
Well, I think starting from the ground up, you know, 250,000 plus people is a lot to cover.
There have been similar programs like this, one in particular directed primarily at college students in the area. What makes Project Green Drive different from anything that might have come before?
Oh, sure. I know that we do have Drive Safe Kalamazoo, which I am aware of, and they serve the Western Michigan University campus, which I believe is 20,000 plus. The difference is that we'll be serving a wider area across the whole county.
And the vehicles being used are somewhat different, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will be using pure electric vehicles as the base. The cost for the transportation related to a vehicle that gets 40 miles per gallon is about 80% less than the cost, and that will help us to make the program free. We are in an organization that provides environmental, energy, and economic sustainability programs. Sustainability involving vehicles that use pure battery technology is a sustainable technology that we're looking at.
Who will be driving these vehicles?
Well, at first, it will be us probably for the first phase, the first year, which would be March 1st, 2014, until 2015, March 1st. At that point, we have contacts ready to go at Google to be able to help bring in autonomous vehicles to be able to drive themselves here in Kalamazoo County. But the first thing that we need is to be able to get these vehicles. And that's what we are working on right now until March 1st.
So you have some vehicles, perhaps not ones that drive themselves at first. How are you going to recruit people to drive them for you?
It'll be volunteers that are basically within our organization.
And how are you planning to, once the service is up and running, how are you planning to get the word out to people who might want to, if they overdo it a bit, want to use the service?
I'm betting that until we have the vehicles, that media attention will be low. As soon as the vehicles come, I'm sure that we'll be able to get more coverage. And at that point, I mean, being able to go to every single tavern that we have been working with and just spreading the word.
Have there been any services at all similar to this elsewhere that you're aware of?
No. I believe that we will be the first to use electric vehicles as a base and then working towards using autonomous vehicles.
People will not have to pay for these rides. It'll be free.
Yep.
So who's paying for it?
Basically, right now, we have a pretty large support group that are following us. We've been reaching thousands of residents throughout the whole county. So we've been doing that through bottle drives and donations.
So there'll be a fundraising campaign?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yearly. We are asking from the public at this point, and all the information can be found at our website at greenearthmichigan.org.